Welcome to Pain, Passion, and Purpose. I am your host, Shaquita Torres, where I share mental health education, biblical teachings, and tips to help you to heal on purpose so you can walk boldly in your God-given purpose. This podcast is sponsored by Empowered Purpose Academy, a certified online Christian academy where we provide services such as certification for Christian life coaches, mentorship for master's level aspiring and existing Christian therapists, mentorship for Christians, and continued education courses for the body of Christ. You can visit www.empoweredpurposeacademy.com to learn more and to download your free guide. If you like today's episode, please subscribe and leave us a raving review so that others can tap into the knowledge and wisdom that will be shared on this podcast. Thank you so much for being here.
Just a moment. Hello, welcome. Welcome to YouTube, Facebook, and on Instagram. Thank you all so much for being here. As I said before, those of you who are coming to watch the replay later, be sure to put hashtag replay, okay? If you can stay, great. If you can't stay, that's okay as well. But I have a specific message that the Lord put on my heart on Monday to share with you all. And initially, I didn't think that it was a word for the body, but it was. Okay. So before I get into that, I'll say a quick prayer and then I'll get into today's word from God called a message for consumers and creators on social media. Okay. And so, Father, I just thank you right now for your word. Holy Spirit, I ask you, God, to speak through me, to have your way. Father, I ask you, God, that you just be with your people, Lord. I pray that that God, they will hear your word, they will take heed to your word and not operate in a spirit of offense, but to accept your word, accept your correction, and to come to you, Lord God, for instructions. And so, God, we just thank you today for your word. In Christ's name I pray. Amen and amen. And so, yes, this word is going to be a word for edification, and it is going to be correction, you guys. And as I said before, initially, I thought this word was just for me, but the Lord let me know, no, my body needs to hear this word this week. And so I'll go ahead and get into it, okay? And so Monday night was Sunday night going into Monday morning. I had a very specific dream. And I was surprised I have had that dream because I already knew that people feel that way about me and my services, right? But I just kept on pushing. So before I get into the word, let me share with you my dream first, okay? So in my dream, I saw this young lady. She and I was talking about one of my programs, okay, that I have. And I was telling her about the program, you know, how much the program costs and things of that nature. And she said, well, she was really nice in the beginning. And she said, well, does that program include me sitting at your feet and learning from you and like being up under you, right? And I was like, no. And so for some of you guys who know what that means, you know, if you don't, that means the person, you know, wants to pretty much glean from you and learn from you one-on-one, right? And I said, no, I said, this program isn't designed for you to sit at my feet. I said, it's designed for you to, you know, learn. And then we'll come together every month as a group to learn the material. And pretty much that's it. Right. And she completely transformed and became very, very angry with me. It was like, well, I don't want your program then. I mean, it is completely changed. OK. And in my dream, I became very, very frustrated. OK. And so I woke up from my dream. I had to get up, get ready for, you know, for work, go to the gym, all that good stuff. And I'm going to the gym. Like, the Lord is like speaking to me a little bit. I'm like, Lord, I'm like, I already know that this happened. I've definitely experienced that before, but not from a point of like they're in my face and they're like telling me this in my face. But I've had people reach out that wants, you know, my program, be a part of my stuff, but they want to be actually like up under me. Okay. And this is what the Lord told me. He said, many people want to sit under a lot of creators' feet, but they do not want to pay the price. Okay. And so in a nutshell, what God was showing me, he was like, I want you to give a message to consumers and creators. For consumers, it's going to be some correction. For creator, it's going to be encouragement, to be honest with you all. Full transparency here, okay? And so what the Lord was showing me, he was like, social media has definitely spoiled society, okay? So before I get into it, let me share with you this word. I'm going to give you some scripture to go along with. Y'all, God was just giving me so much. And I asked him, like, okay, God, like, help me concise this word to where it's like digestible to your people and they could understand exactly what you are saying. Okay. And so my prayer is that you will receive this word. And as you receive this word, God can do a work in your heart and then you will reap a harvest and reap a blessing from today's word. Okay. And not only that, I had to go to God. I'm like, God, I want to make sure my heart is right. I want to make sure that whatever you're telling me to share, I'm sharing it from a pure place and not a place of bitterness or frustration. I don't ever want to come up here on any platform, no matter where I go, and operate from that place. I've been there. I've done that, meaning I've experienced that before from other people. And it's not a good look. It does not look good. It does not feel good. And so I told myself, I told God, God, please, like, check me. Like, make sure, I want to make sure that I'm operating from a pure and sincere place, right? And so I make sure I check Shakita, okay? So, but anywho, the word is coming from 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 9. And so I'm going to kind of paraphrase it and not read the whole entire thing, but this is what it says here. In the last days, there will come times of difficulty. People will be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, heartless, unappeasable, slanderous, brutal, not loving good, and so much more. Okay, I'm not going to go into all that part, but if you want to go back and read it, please do. And in the end, it says here, avoid such people, for among them are those who creep into households and capture weak women, burdened with sins and led astray by various passions. So pretty much what God was showing me is that we are living in a generation of people who are very ungrateful. This is not for all people. This is not for those of you who are saying, hey, you know, that's not me. I don't fit in that category as a consumer. I don't mind sowing into what God wants me to sow into, but I don't have it now. This word is not for you. This is for those of you who have a spirit of entitlement and you feel like because, you know, you have access to a person, you're supposed to have full access to them. And God's saying that is not the case. That is not true. That is not accurate. Okay. And so what's happening is we have kingdom creators. Okay. People who on social media, different platforms, who are pouring out their oil, pouring out their time, pouring out their knowledge unto his people, right? Because God has led them to and is a part of their kingdom business, okay? And so because of that, many people have become somewhat spoiled and they're used to getting a whole bunch of free content, okay? And so whenever the consumer is reaching out to God's kingdom creatives, right? And they're asking them for services, and the creator is telling them, hey, this is what I charge for A, B, C, D, E, F, G, right? Whatever they have going on. But then they tell you that and you become angry or disgusted, or you have a spirit of entitlement to think that the thing they have, you know, to work with them one-on-one, their programs, is supposed to be extremely cheap or at no cost at all to you. Okay. And that's not fair. That's not fair, number one, to God, y'all. That's not fair to the Lord. God is a God of order. Okay. I've always heard this saying, and this is so true. Salvation is free, but breakthrough and the anointing comes with a cost. It comes with a cost. And I've been in, you know, a kingdompreneur since 2017. And I have seen a lot, okay? I have experienced a lot, okay? When it came to people who are ungrateful. Ungrateful. And it can be very frustrating for, you know, kingdom creators or people who are in business, right? When people become so ungrateful and think that somebody owes them something. Nobody owes us anything. No one owes us nothing, okay? the things I have to seek for myself that I put up on social media is because the Lord is leading me to do it and because I want to do it, right? I want to pour out into God's people. I want to share my knowledge and my wisdom, right? But if you want to work with me one-on-one or be a part of my programs, you're going to pay a price, period, because it's a business, okay? It is a business, okay? It is, it takes money to create all this stuff, time and money. And people sometimes think because a person is a Christian or a believer that it should be very inexpensive or almost free. And that's not true. That is so not true. So I know for a fact, you know, other kingdom creators who deal with this. And many of us, we don't vocalize this publicly because we know that, you know, God got us, right? We know that God is going to continue to lead us and guide us, right? And I understand that my harvest is not going to be connected to where I always sow at, okay? So where I sow at, right, I might not reap a harvest there. It could be somewhere else, okay? So God had to tell me that. Right? And that's the same thing for you guys who were kingdom creators. Remember that where you sow is not always what you're going to be reaping, okay? And so this is what the Lord showed me. He said, tell the people who are consumers who have this mindset now. Once again, I'm not saying that, this is people who are saying, hey, I don't have it to invest right now. Hey, you know, I'm like right now, I'm on a budget. Listen, I get it. I understand, like, do what God is telling you to do. But the Lord showed me, he told me, he said, there is instructions that I have specifically given some of the consumers on social media on who to invest with, who to work with, who to be a part of their program. And because they don't like the price or because they don't like, right, the profits or whatever, they don't want to do it. But the Lord said that you are hindering your own growth and your own breakthrough in your own process, my God. And so you are literally holding up God's hands and God's blessing that he had for you because you refuse to sacrifice and you refuse to sow. And I can say this for myself, like, there's people, like, they didn't say it, like, to me, and like, you know, exact words, but they'll come back and say, man, the Lord told me to work with you a year ago, but I chose somebody else, and I'm still stuck in the same place I was last year, because they were disobedient. Though I understand that we all have people that we are assigned to, every single last one of us who are in ministry, okay? And so when God is telling you, okay, I need for you to go sow into Johnny. I need for you to go work with him, right? Be obedient, because on the other side of that for you is breakthrough. It is breakthrough, y'all. Y'all cannot judge who you should work with based off of what you see. You have to be led by the Holy Spirit. Let me give you some examples in scripture, and let me also give you my own personal testimonies too, okay? And so God reminded me, he said, look at David, look at Joseph, right? David became king, but you got, it was a process for him to get there. He had to sacrifice, right? He had to go through some things to get there. Same thing with Joseph. He had to go through some things to get to where God wants him to be. And for those of you who are consumers, you guys have mighty calls on your life too. But it is a process to get there, okay? It is a long journey. I'm going to sit here and tell you, it's hard work. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. But by the grace of God, God can help you get there if you obey. If you obey him, okay? Obey the Lord. And so in reference to my own personal testimony, I remember about 2 years ago, I had a coaching client. You know, she reached out to me, wanting to work with me. She told me, you know what, I can't afford it. I'm like, okay, fine. I'm a kind of person, I'm not going to manipulate nobody to work with me. I don't like marketing manipulation. I can't stand it. I don't want anybody to do me that way. And so that's a long story. I'm gonna leave that right there on the table for right now. But I remember she reached out. And so then maybe like a month passed by and she said, God keeps telling me to work with you. He keeps telling me to work with you because you have something that I need. And so she finally did make her first payment. And like within a week, the Lord had literally erased her credit card debt. He erased her credit card debt, you guys. but she was able to pay to work with me, and she received so much. She received so much breakthrough, and it literally like was like a launching pad for her to go into like, you know, the direction God wanted her to be in, y'all. And I have so many people that has happened to where God has told them, hey, like, you know, work with her, or they've been like, you know, on Google and stuff, right? And I pop up, I'm like, oh my God, I saw you on, you know, Google. I saw you on social media, and like you were highlighted to me, and the Lord said, work with her, right? And some of them were obedient, some of them were not obedient, okay? And so that's what God is doing to some of you guys, for other people, for other creators, okay? For other people who God has sent to help you, but you are not being obedient to what God's asking you to do. The client before, I'll never forget, this was like actually kind of recent, and she reached out, such, hey Shakita, you know, God told me to work with you, what's your price? Boom, here's my price, right? Make a decision between you and the Lord, right? So she finally signed up, and she was like, oh my God, she was like, that was very difficult for me to hit that send button to submit my payment. She said, but after our session, she was so, oh my God, she received so much clarity. She received so much insight about her own personal situation, and it literally opened up other doors for her and gave her, oh, it was so beautiful. Like, God just moved you, God. He moved, right? And no, you're not paying for me. I know I'm a prophet. You're not paying for a prophecy in itself, but you're paying for my skill set. I'm a trained therapist, and I'm also a trained life coach. Okay. So I have so much experience in that area, along with my gifts coming together. It's powerful. Okay. Because God's able to let me see from a mental health perspective, but also, you know, hearing what He wants this person to do and what they need to have breakthrough and get to the next level. It's only an example. I remember years ago, this was like maybe 2018, when I was doing therapy, and one particular insurance company, I was waiting for them to get me on their panel. And I had a client I had been seeing for about a year or so, but she had a different insurance. Her insurance changed to the one that I was not working with yet. And so one morning, the Lord was like, I need to talk to you. I'm like, oh, okay, God, what's going on, right? So He began to minister to me about so many different things. And He told me, hey, tell this person, if they pay out of pocket and they sold into pretty much their healing and what they need from you, tell them that I'll break the spirit of poverty off their life. That's what God told me to tell her. And I was a little shocked. I was like, okay, God. I was like, wow, okay. So I sent her an email. And she told me, Shakita, that was confirmation. God had already told her to do that. And so it wasn't me manipulating her. It wasn't me trying to put a word in her heart and her mind to get her to come see me for therapy. But the Lord told her the same exact thing, you guys, the same exact thing. And so, you know, some of you guys are still stuck because of your disobedience. Some of you guys are still stuck because you refuse to do what God's asking you to do. And I personally, I want to see God's people free, okay? No matter where you go, I want to see you free and receive what it is that God has for you. And so what do, right? If you're that person in that category who is consuming, and never investing in what God is asking you to invest in, the Lord said, just repent, okay? Let's go back and look at King David, right? David, oh my God, he ended up having a spirit of entitlement too. Whenever he took Bathsheba, and wherever he made her his wife and he killed her husband, okay, he had a spirit of entitlement, which fall under the spirit of pride. When you have entitlement and you have an attitude and you're nasty to someone that you know God has called you to work with, or you have, you know, or they have something, you know, that you want, or you want to, you know, to learn from, and you have an attitude about it, that's entitlement. That's pride. Once again, nobody owes you anything. Nobody owes you absolutely nothing. And so I've definitely dealt with that before. Well, y'all, I can tell y'all so many stories. Like, people reach out and I'm not responding to them the way they, you know, whether, you know, I, you know, they, you know, want me to, or doing something for free, and they'll block me or ignore me. Because I'm like, listen, I already have so much free content out. And there are times when God would tell me, hey, this person right here, I want you to, you know, give them, you know, whatever, or do this for them. And I'll obey God and I will do that, right? But they are so grateful. Like, whenever you have a grateful heart and you're obedient to God, that unlocks so much favor for you. That unlocks doors for you. I don't know about you, but growing up, you know, I'm the oldest of four. My mom did not play about disrespect towards her or towards other people. My mom, as some of you guys know, passed away when I was 11 years old. But one of the things that she instilled in us was honor and respect for other people. And so all four of us today, my sister, we are very respectful. Very respectful. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. Right? If I, you know, call someone or you know, to someone who has what I need or what I want to do, and they give me a price that, you know, I can't afford right now, I say, hey, thank you for, you know, for your time, but right now I don't have it. That's okay. But for me to sit here and have an attitude, you know, stick my nose up over my eyes, being disrespectful about what they're telling me, that's so rude. That is so disrespectful, and God does not honor that. Okay. So enough about that. So you guys who are consumers, just repent, just pray, ask God to renew your mind, ask God to renew your heart, ask God for clarity and more direction, because he desires for you to have breakthrough, okay? The next one here is for creators, okay? God said, be encouraged for creators who you are working and you're plowing and you're doing what God's asking you to do, but you're not really seeing like the fruit of that yet. God said, keep going. Some of you guys have experienced this too from people who are consumers who have been very disrespectful towards you or throw shade because of what you are charging for your own, for your stuff, right? Let me go down a little bit. God gave me this right here. He said, Galatians chapter 6 and 7 through 10, that God is, he said, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, he will also reap. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart or do not give up. Therefore, as we have an opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who are of the household of faith. And so God is saying, yeah, just keep going. Don't stop pouring out. Don't stop creating your content because of the people. You're always going to have people who think that way, unfortunately. And then Matthew 7 and 6 says this, do not give what is holy to the dogs, nor cast your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn and tear you into pieces. My God. And so let me tell y'all this, okay, this one right here is good. Okay. And so what God is saying here for creators, he was saying that, you know, sometimes because we're trying to build, you know, our platform or build our business, we will compromise. We'll compromise our pricing. We'll compromise what we'll offer in order to get that client. But if that person is already ungrateful, if that person is already showing signs of entitlement, right? God said, don't deal with them. Do not give your pearls to swine. Okay. And then he said this, like, oh, right here, because right here, nor cast your pearls before swine. At least they trample them under their feet and turn and tear you into pieces. This right here means that no matter what you do, they will never be happy. No matter if you give them like a 50% discount, whatever it is, if it's free, it will never be enough because they have a spirit of entitlement, a spirit of entitlement. Okay. My God. Hebrews chapter 6 and 10 says this, for God is not unjust to forget your work and labor of love, which you have shown toward his name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. My God. Oh, my God. So he is not going to forget your work and the labor of love you have put in to creating what he's calling you and he has told you to create. My God, I know for a fact there's so many creators up here on social media who are doing God's work, who are building the kingdom of God, right? For free, right? If you have books and different things, right? That's great. If you have programs, that's great. And I will say this too, right? Everybody's on different levels, okay, of their expertise, different levels of their influence, different levels of whatever it is they're doing, right? And so, of course, right, we should be making sure that we're charging where our level of expertise is, right? You know, I'm not going to charge somebody $1,000 a session until I get there. You get what I'm saying? But what I'm saying is, like, we have to charge according to our expertise, the results we get, and things like that. Actually, so, like, don't be arrogant now. Don't be feeling like, you know, you should charge these high prices in order to get, you know, clients. But what God is saying is that He is not going to forget your work and labor of love. Because it's labor of love whenever you're operating from a pure spirit, okay? Luke 6:38 says this: give and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be put into your lap. But with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. My God, y'all, that was so good. And so this is all I have that God told me to come up here and share once again. I had no intentions of doing this teaching today or this word today. But the Lord put it on my heart really heavy this morning. Even this morning, I said, God, this morning I got stuff to do. I got to do this. I got to do that. He was like, no. He said, you could do it later, but my word needs to go forth today. So I'm like, okay, God, okay, okay. So here I am trying to compromise with God. But I know that somebody needs to hear this. Somebody needs to hear this message today. I know for some of you will come back and watch a replay on my YouTube channel or wherever it is, right? To hear what the Lord is saying to creators and consumers on social media, okay? And so I'm going to pray this out and then I'll be done. But before I end, I am having a workshop next month called Be Relentless. It's called Prophetic Vision Planning, where I will be showing you guys how I plan, giving you feedback, giving you strategy. I'm going to hear what the Lord is saying about your specific situation. So if you want to join that, go to the link in my bio or my profile to learn more about that. It's going to be amazing. You have a client portal with worksheets, information in there. It's going to really help you to start working in with the Holy Spirit to plan out your year for 2024. Oh, hey, thank you so much, sis. Thank you so much, Titarian Tompkins. Great words, sis. Thank you so much. And so, yes, if you want to come to that, register. It's going to be amazing. I'm also having a Christian therapist virtual meetup on Monday, December the 4th as well. That's going to be amazing as well. Right now, we're at capacity as far as like Eventbrite registration. If you want to attend, just let me know. I can send you the link to register. And so, yeah. So I'm going to pray and then I'll be done. Okay. So Father, I just thank you for your word today. I pray, God, that your people will receive your word. I pray, God, that they will repent and come to you, Lord God, and asking you to just purify their hearts, Lord, and help them to understand that, God, you're trying to get something to them, my God. And that, God, whenever they obey you and they sow into what you're calling them to sow into, Lord, they should reap a harvest in due season. Father, I pray, God, for Christian content creators who are up here, who are working hard, who are doing what God's asking them to do, that God, you put a fresh wind in their back. The Holy Spirit, you would give them encouragement, God. And God, you continue to give them strategy, continue to give them insight, Lord, continue to guide them, and God, continue to provide for them. And so, God, I thank you that you are a good, good Father, and that, God, you love each and every single one of us, and you desire, God, to see us go from faith to faith and to glory to glory. And so, Father, we thank you for your word once again. Christ's name I pray. Amen and amen. All right. That's all I have. Let me check Instagram real quick for any comments. Some of you guys were coming on and off. Okay. Amen. All right. So I'll see you guys next time. What that will be, I'm not sure. All right. Bye, you guys.
Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. Our prayer is that this podcast episode has blessed you. Don't forget to go and subscribe and leave us a raving review. If you would like to sow into this ministry or to this podcast, Pain, Passion, and Purpose, you can do so at anchor.fm/Pain, Passion, and Purpose or Cash App $Shakita Torres. Thank you so much, and I will talk to you next time.